Everywhere I look, I see photographs of Paddy Barnes, and I have to say, I don't know a huge amount about boxing, but yesterday in the office when the fight came on, I thought to myself, that Spaniard, he looks so much stronger than Paddy. His arms, his muscles seem to be bigger than Paddy's. Then Paddy bit into him and I thought, oh, I'll handle him all right. But as the fight went on, you realised that indeed our hero was under some pressure. Stephen Beacon from the Belfast Telegraph knows boxing inside and out. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Stephen. Did you get a sense when the Spanish lad came in that he looked bigger, bulkier, heavier even than Paddy?
Well, he did, and it did surprise me that. But I still thought Paddy had enough in his armour to beat the young Spaniard. But unfortunately, it turned out that Paddy was defeated. I have to say, I haven't watched the fight, Frank. I think the judges got it right in terms of the first two rounds, whereas Paddy lost the first one and then he won the second. But and I think, you know, the fight could have gone either way in the third, but I was really, it showed what Paddy Barnes is all about. He didn't have a go at the judges. He didn't have a go at the young Spaniard. He took the defeat like a man, and he told the reasons why he lost, and it was all down to making the weight. And you could see in that third round that while he was trying his heart out, it just wasn't the same Paddy Barnes. Whenever I think of Paddy Barnes, Frank, I think of his fast hands and his movement and the punches that he gets off during a round. Like this guy just... he fires out punches left, right and centre, and he's so fast. You know, his hands are normally as fast as Usain Bolt's feet, but sadly that wasn't the case yesterday over in Rio. And Paddy's dream is over now, because he really did go to Rio wanting to bring back gold to Belfast for his fans and, more importantly, for his lovely family.
Yeah, and he talked straight after about being weak, about lacking strength. He was concerned and worried about being able to get through the fight. At the end of it, he looked knackered on the ropes. The other guy was dancing about. Paddy almost looked like as if, you know, he had accepted defeat when the final bell went. This issue of making weight, is he going to now move up to a heavier weight in order to be able to fight?
Well, Paddy's natural weight, Frank, is 59 kg, and he has to try and get down to 49 kg to fight at light flyweight. And he's always said that that has been a torture for him, and he found it incredibly hard going to Rio. There's no doubt about that. The thing now for Paddy Barnes is to take stock and to think, what is next? Personally, I hope Paddy Barnes stays in boxing, because he's brilliant for the sport, and I still believe he has a lot to offer, and I would love to see him turn professional. He has said that he won't be going to another Olympics. That's four more years away, so we can count that out. It all depends now if he wants to stay in the amateur game and turn pro, and I think for me it has to be the latter. He has done all he can in the amateur game. He is going to go down as one of the great Irish Olympians, having won two bronze medals in Beijing and London. And now is the time for Paddy Barnes to try his hand at professional boxing. I do believe he needs to go up a weight. I do believe that within 8-10 fights nowadays in the boxing game, you could become a British champion, and Paddy Barnes definitely has the ability to do that. And he has the character and the class and the personality to put bums on seats. And I would love to see him turn pro, Frank. I really would, because I think he could be successful at it. And I do wonder if he doesn't turn pro, if Paddy will always wonder what might have been in that particular boxing game. So my advice to Paddy would be to turn pro and to hang in there, because he has still a lot left to give.
Yeah, I'm sure you, like me, when you meet Paddy, I've often said to him on air here on the radio, what about the professional game? And he immediately comes back with the, well, where's the contract? If someone was to offer him, you know, if a Barry McGuigan type person was to come forward and offer him a contract, surely he'd jump at it.
Well, he would certainly consider it, and I would love to see it happen. You know, Paddy Barnes is one of the great characters of Northern Ireland sport. You know, if you ever meet Paddy Barnes, you will come away smiling. In the ring, he is normally a completely different person. He is so focused on what he's doing, and he is a hard man in the ring, and he just didn't look himself yesterday. You know, I've heard a lot of people slag off his antics on Twitter and saying that's the reason why he lost the fight. To me, that's not right at all, because Paddy Barnes was acting idiot, as we say in these parts, on Twitter. Over in London and in Beijing, when he was very interesting and entertaining in his interviews and his post-match interviews. So listen, don't get it wrong here. Paddy Barnes, it was the weight that essentially meant that he lost the fight. It wasn't anything to do with what he was saying on social media. And it's great that he still has a sense of humour, because I'm sure people realise that he's been having a bit of a dig and a funny jibe here or there at Rory McIlroy on Twitter, and Rory has accepted it in good grace. And today, Paddy has asked Rory McIlroy if he needs a caddy anytime soon. So it's great that he still has a sense of humour over what will be one of the toughest losses of his career.
Yeah, he's taken it, as you say, like a man, and he'll be brokenhearted. He'll be so sick and deep down. But that personality, you talk about putting bums on seats, that personality would absolutely work in the professional game. You could see Paddy's army becoming very like Carl Frampton's.
Oh, without question. You know, Paddy Barnes already has a huge fan base all around Ireland and beyond. You know, so I'm certain that he could sell tickets. There's no doubt about that. It's a big call for Paddy, you know, because he's not 21 or 22, like, you know. He's been in boxing for a long, long time. But I think, you know, if the opportunity comes, and I'm sure it will, he's got to take it, in my opinion, and I really hope he does. What a lot of people won't realise about Paddy Barnes is his family mean everything to him, Frank, and he'll obviously speak to his family about his next decision. He's a thinker as well, you know, as one of those funny guys, so he will sit down, he'd take stock in this. But in the meantime, what he will be doing is he will be supporting all the other boxers and all the other members of Team Ireland out in Rio, because he is the captain of the Irish boxing team, and he is a leader, and he will be giving his fellow boxers some inspirational words. So don't expect him to be down for too often out in Rio, because he knows now he has a part to play in other boxers winning gold medals, people like Michael Conlon, who is another big favourite for to win his particular title. So Paddy will draw strength from that, and he will try and inspire people. He'll be ringside watching other Irish fighters and cheering them on. And his experience could be invaluable in the later rounds whenever these guys are going for medals.
Absolutely. If Paddy was to come away from the amateur game to turn professional, does that mean he would lose funding he gets as an elite athlete?
Yeah, well, it would, because he's moving on, and then the money he would be making would have to be his own, essentially. You know, you'd make that from ticket sales. You'd make that from sponsorship. But I would imagine that some of the sponsors that sponsor him right now might want to come with him anyway. You know, so they would have decisions to make too. But listen, there's no doubt about it. Paddy Barnes is one of the biggest names in Irish sport, Frank. You know, so this is a guy who is a wanted man in many respects. And isn't it going to be really interesting watching the next step of his career and his life, you know? Because we've followed Paddy Barnes basically for the last 12 years. And, you know, what could the next two or three hold? It could hold a British title. It could hold a European title. Who's to say that it wouldn't hold a world title shot in the future, and wouldn't that be amazing to see? I know it was heartening to see his great friends, Carl Frampton and Michael Conlon, come out and sticking up for him on social media yesterday. And, you know, that just shows you the popularity Paddy Barnes has within the boxing game. It was a huge, huge shock yesterday to see him lose. And now he has to pick himself up from that. Paddy Barnes is the type of guy who can do that. You know, he might be down at the moment, but he'll be helping all the other boxers in Team Ireland. He'll be thinking about his own situation. And when he comes home to Belfast, he'll come home to a wonderful partner in Mari and his little girl, Erin. And listen, no matter what happened out in Rio, Frank, they will still think he's a champion. And personally, so do I. I think he's done wonders for Northern Ireland sport. He's won the Commonwealth Games title twice. He's been a medalist at world and European level. The guy's just a class act. And yesterday was one of those days whenever the weight was against him, and it just didn't happen for Paddy Barnes.
And he's able to crack the joke about being Paddy Bronze. He cracks that joke against himself many's a time, and he has achieved so much. There is no doubt he would be box office if he turns professional. My goodness, he can hold his head high. He's such an ambassador for us. You mentioned there Michael Connell. Do you think Michael can get gold?
I've no doubt about it, and the good, better than that, Frank Michael has no doubt about it. He goes in as the reigning world amateur champion. So, you know, he is the number one boxer in his division. And he is so confident, not in an arrogant sense, but just he has so much self-belief. And I love to see that in Northern Ireland sports people. I think too often, whenever our own go on to a world stage, they can be intimidated by other big names and think, oh, isn't it just great to be here? But Michael Conlon's not like that. He thinks he's the world champion, he is the Commonwealth champion, he's the European champion, and he is thinking now he'll be the Olympic champion. And I believe that will happen. Obviously, he was gutted for Paddy Barnes as well, because those two are such a double act. They're funnier than Ant and Dec whenever they're together, you know, and they can have you in stitches whenever you're chatting away to them. But Michael, he can get a serious head on whenever he enters the ring as well. And he's a fantastic ambassador for Belfast, Northern Ireland and all of Ireland. And he will win gold, I've no doubt about that.
Well, that's
he won't be the only Northern Ireland person coming back with a medal. Don't be surprised if the Chambers brothers do it again. Frank, Peter and Richard, they're in different boats this time, but their teams looked very, very good early on, and I wouldn't be surprised if they too came back with medals.
Are there other people we should be looking out for over the next couple of days that maybe don't get the publicity they deserve?
Well, I think we should look at our hockey teams. There's lots of Northern Ireland players in the GB team and lots of Northern Ireland players in the Ireland team, and they have crunch matches coming up, Frank. Ireland lost their first two matches at the Olympics, and now they need to start winning some to get into the quarterfinals. I'm a great believer if you can get into the knockout stages, anything can happen, and the same goes for Team GB. We've got Alan Campbell coming up as well in the rowing. You'll remember Alan from 4 years ago when he was in tears after winning his bronze medal in the single sculls. He'll be going again. And Patrick Houston, who has become known as the Eric Cantona of archery, the Belfast young man, 20 years of age, he will be going as well in the knockout stages of the archery. And I don't know if you noticed, but he has this inspirational note that he takes into his contests with him. And it says at the top of it, "I will be Olympic champion 2016. So isn't it great that we've got these young sports stars trying to deliver for us on a world stage? We've never had it so good in sport, in my opinion, in this country. When you think of what Northern Ireland did to reach the Euro 2016 finals, and we should be celebrating these guys, you know. And I'm certain that come a couple of weeks' time, we'll be celebrating medals coming home to Northern Ireland.
Finally, Stephen, what do you make of those patches that I think a lot of the Americans are wearing? It looks like as if some of them have a rash. Did you notice those?
I did, yes. Listen, whatever works for people, Frank. You know, I remember whenever the footballers had patches on their shirts, and people were thinking, what's all that about? And it's basically to try and give these people more energy and more strength whenever they're competing. And if they believe that it works, well, good luck to them. You know, it does look a bit odd. And whenever I first saw them, I thought, goodness me, is that a severe case of chicken pox? But as it turns out, it apparently helps them. So good luck to them. And the Olympics, listen, I've enjoyed watching it so far. I watched an amazing game of rugby sevens last night between Australia and New Zealand in the women's game. And just the talent of some of these people is incredible. And Adam Peaty, what a performance he put on earlier this week, Frank, in the swimming pool. And there's going to be more to come. Usain Bolt gave his first press conference last night, And of course, he is the star of any Olympics. I can't wait to see him get started. But ultimately, what I'm looking forward to most is seeing someone from Northern Ireland win a gold medal. And I believe that person will be Michael Connell.
Stephen, great summary. Thank you very much indeed. Stephen Beacom from the Belfast Telegraph.